Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Avantor, a key player in the life sciences and advanced technology space. If you're not familiar with Avantor, let me give you the quick rundown. This company is a leading global provider of mission-critical products and services to customers in the biopharma, healthcare, education, and advanced tech industries. They're deeply embedded in the life sciences sector, supporting everything from research to production with their extensive portfolio. Headquartered in the U.S., Avantor operates on a massive scale with thousands of employees worldwide, and they've carved out a solid spot in a highly specialized market. So, let's dive into what makes Avantor tick, where they're excelling, and where there might be some bumps in the road for long-term investors like us. First, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Based on the latest news and data, Avantor has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their third quarter 2025 earnings call revealed revenue of $1.62 billion, which is a solid figure, though there are hints of challenges in maintaining growth momentum in certain segments. Performance-wise, the stock has shown varied results over different timeframes, with short-term fluctuations, but a longer-term trajectory that suggests resilience in a competitive industry. The life sciences sector itself is holding up well, and Avantor's positioning within it gives us plenty to unpack. Now, let's break this down into a detailed SWOT analysis to see what's driving Avantor and what could shape its future for investors looking at the big picture. Strengths: strong market position in life sciences. Avantor's deep roots in the biopharma and healthcare sectors make it a go-to for mission-critical solutions. Their products and services are integral to research and production processes, which means they're not easily replaced. This sticky customer base is a huge plus for long-term stability. Robust revenue base, with $1.62 billion in revenue for Q3 2025, as highlighted in their recent earnings call, Avantor is generating substantial top-line numbers. This kind of scale provides a buffer against market volatility and funds their ongoing innovation efforts. Global reach and scale. Operating worldwide with a significant employee base, Avantor benefits from diversified revenue streams across different regions. This geographic spread helps mitigate risks tied to any single market's downturn. Healthy gross profit margins. Looking at their financial metrics, Avantor's gross profit margin is competitive within the industry, showing they're managing costs well while delivering value. This efficiency is a key strength for sustaining profitability over the long haul. Weaknesses: growth challenges in key segments. Despite the solid revenue, the Q3 2025 earnings call summary suggests Avantor is facing headwinds in certain areas. Management noted that some segments are underperforming, which could drag on overall growth if not addressed. For long-term investors, this raises questions about their ability to consistently expand. High debt levels. A glance at their debt-to-equity ratio reveals a leveraged balance sheet. While debt can fuel growth, it also adds risk, especially if interest rates climb or cash flows tighten. This is something to watch closely, as it could limit flexibility down the line. Dependence on cyclical industries. Avantor's heavy focus on biopharma and healthcare means they're tied to R&D budgets and regulatory cycles. If funding dries up or policies shift, their revenue could take a hit, which is a structural weakness in their business model. Innovation lag. While they're a leader, the earnings call hints that Avantor's efforts to innovate and capture new market share are taking longer than expected. In a fast-moving sector, falling behind on cutting-edge solutions could erode their competitive edge. Opportunities: growing life sciences demand. The broader industry trend is clear. Life sciences and biopharma are booming as global healthcare needs rise. Avantor is well positioned to capitalize on this, especially if they can ramp up offerings in high growth areas like personalized medicine or biotech. Strategic investments paying off. Management emphasized during the Q3 2025 call that they're pouring resources into strengthening their brand portfolio and operational capabilities. If these moves gain traction, they could unlock significant upside, especially in emerging markets or new product lines. Potential for margin expansion. With a decent current ratio and quick ratio, Avantor has the liquidity to streamline operations further. If they can optimize costs while scaling revenue, there's room for net profit margins to improve, which would be a big win for shareholders. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at forward PE ratios, Avantor's valuation appears reasonable compared to industry averages. If they execute on growth plans, this could signal an undervalued opportunity for long-term investors to build a position before the market catches up. Threats: intense competition. The life sciences sector isn't a solo game. Avantor faces stiff competition from other big players, and any loss of market share could pressure margins or force them into costly price wars. Staying ahead requires constant investment, which isn't always guaranteed to pay off. Regulatory risks. Operating in healthcare and biopharma means navigating a minefield of regulations. Any adverse policy changes or compliance issues could disrupt operations or lead to fines, directly impacting the bottom line. Economic sensitivity. While Avantor's customer base is specialized, a broader economic slowdown could still hit R&D budgets across their key industries. If clients cut spending, Avantor's revenue growth could stall, something long-term investors need to factor into their risk assessment. Execution risks on innovation. As mentioned in the earnings call, their strategic initiatives to boost growth are taking time to bear fruit. If these efforts don't deliver as planned, or if competitors outpace them, Avantor risks losing relevance in a rapidly evolving market. So what's the big takeaway here? Avantor has a lot going for it, with a strong foothold in a growing industry and a revenue base that provides stability. Their global presence and focus on mission-critical solutions are definite advantages, but I can't ignore the red flags. The debt load, growth hiccups in key segments, and the slow pace of innovation are real concerns for anyone holding this stock over the next decade. On the flip side, the opportunities in life sciences are massive, and if Avantor can execute on their strategic plans, there's potential for serious upside. But they're not out of the woods. Competition and regulatory risks could throw a wrench in their plans if they're not careful. Let's zoom out for a moment and think about what this means for us as long-term investors. Avantor's story is one of balance, solid fundamentals with some cracks that need watching. If you're considering adding this to your portfolio, keep an eye on how they manage debt and whether those innovation bets start paying off in the next few quarters. Short-term volatility might create entry points, but the real play here is whether they can sustain leadership in their niche over the next 5 to 10 years. For now, it's a stock with promise, but not without risks that could test your patience. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Avantor. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Avantor in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.